Coach, congratulations, two wins. And first thing I noticed with your team here, this does not look like a team of yours from last year. They look very aggressive out in the infield. I don't think I had them for any errors in the doubleheader today, and they just look like the aggressor and look like they fit the part of being a softball player.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I told you this week that we worked on a lot of defense, and that was probably one of the best defensive games that we've had, for sure. Definitely, we were very aggressive on the bases, maybe a little bit over-aggressive sometimes. Yeah, it was fun two games.
It was, and you got some pretty good hits today, kind of in that first game looking back, some nice hits from Crystal Apple. I think Amanda Coe, I think overall ended up unofficially, I think I had her for a home run shy of the cycle, the doubleheader today. She had that triple in the first game. You guys batted around in that second game and then some, and or in the second inning of the first game in that nine runs. You had four runs also in that next inning, so you scored bulk of your runs, all your runs in that first game in two innings, and that was good to see the success kind of continue and just keep the train moving down the batting order.
Yeah, it's nice to see that our bats are still awake. I just hope we can continue this on Tuesday. Tuesday we have a tough game coming up, Southwestern Heights. Last time I looked, they were 5-0. I know they played yesterday. I didn't have a chance to see how they did, but I told these girls that, yeah, these games were fun, and we were able to do some fun things, but I told them, you know, Tuesday's going to be a tough game, and I want to take away their winning streak.
In that second game as well, you had pretty good pitching performance from Nicole Ottig. Really looked like she was composed. Kind of a tough, shaky start to that second inning, giving up the leadoff triple, but giving up a triple and a double in that inning, but kept her composure, and did a good job of keeping the pitches, pitch count low for the most part, just gave up one walk, and in fact, to both your pitchers combined for only one walk today and a handful of strikeouts.
Yeah, definitely Nicole was a lot, I think she was a lot more confident at the rubber today. I think she's starting to learn kind of like what to pitch and when to pitch it, and I think she definitely had more confidence with our team, especially our fielding today, so we had some fun.
It did, and it showed, and you guys get to two wins here, and you know, what does this do? Kind of resets everything. You guys are back to 500, and you mentioned a couple of tough doubleheaders next week, of course, with Stanton County next Friday, but also Southwestern Heights on Tuesday. I know they beat Lakin pretty good the other day, and you know, you mentioned the experience, and you guys, of course, are fairly familiar with Southwestern Heights, playing them in a doubleheader last year.
Yeah, we split with them last year, and I know when we split with them, we definitely should have swept them, and I think that still kind of hurts them a little bit, and that was actually one of the things they talked about when we were in our little huddle, talking about how last year we split with them, and we know that we should have got both of them last year, and I think it kind of, you know, it kind of hurts a little bit, and, you know, not to mention they do have one of our girls, you know, Mariah.
Oh, that's right.
And I know the girls are kind of wanting to get after her a little bit, so she kind of regrets leaving Scott City.
Yeah, especially with when she came up and played basketball up here this year against us.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And I think, you know, that's another thing with all these girls who played basketball, the same thing with Southwestern Heights, you know, we lost to them by 1 point. I think that's just kind of, that's always about softball, is this is our chance to kind of like a little bit of revenge.
Well, it's a great bounce back, 8 days off after your last doubleheader, and opportunity to get some wins next week, both on the road, both doubleheaders on the road. Coach Myers, once again, thank you for stopping by here post-game, and good luck to you guys next week.
Thank you.